TopLessRobot.com presents...
You're listening to Animated Opinions, the only podcast where we wait until we've forgotten the entirety of a movie before we record. I'm Melanie.
I'm Emily.
We have fully forgotten Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties.
I think the fact that I was not a Garfield fan, but also did not see the first Garfield abomination, does not help me here.
Oh, yes, there's so much canon to be aware of. Garfield, the fat orange cat that loves lasagna and is a troublemaker. Boom, you got it.
Oh, shit.
That's it.
That's all I know about Garfield.
Those are all of the Garfield facts you need to know to enjoy Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties.
Well, if those are the only facts that exist, how did we get two whole movies out of it?
Money.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we straight up just do not remember Garfield.
No, not in the least. Hey, do you mind if I close my window really quick? I think a guy is fucking sawing some shit outside.
Oh, go ahead. I closed my window. Well, so I had to restart all of my internet bullshit, which nobody obviously experienced because we couldn't record until I had done it already. But somebody was like revving their engine outside and it was really obnoxious. So I closed my window, but you could, still hear it because it's single pane. It's not that like dual. Basically nothing is soundproof or insulated because I live in a fucking hellhole.
That's all of California. Hi.
It's not all of California. It's nice double glazing. That's what I'm talking about. No, there are some apartment buildings in California that are nice and beautiful and great. I do not live in one of those. I live in a shitty fucking hellhole.
I also live in a hellhole.
Just like Garfield.
Okay.
I think.
Oh my god, we have nothing to say about this fucking movie.
It's because nothing happened in this movie. There are no production details for Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties.
There's nothing to talk about. Can we just talk about Garfield?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know why Garfield has stood the test of time as a child-friendly license. There's
why did you pick this?
Because I thought it was going to be worse than it was.
That's
like,
valid.
The compositing was bad, and that was funny, but otherwise it was just boring.
Yeah, you want to know what? This... film earned $141.7 million.
As always, that's more money than you and I will ever earn in our lifetimes.
Yeah, that is insanely accurate. Also, did you know there was a video game? Are you going to talk about that?
You know I'm going to talk about it. It was probably on the Nintendo DS. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I don't even need to look at it to know that it was on the Nintendo DS.
I don't even need to look to know that it was fucking garbage.
I will pull it up right now. Are we just doing this backwards and inside out?
I mean, there's literally nothing to talk about within the movie, so we may as well talk about everything to do with the movie prior to discussing the plot.
Oh, good lord. I pulled up some footage of this game. It's a nightmare.
Okay, so you go through that real quick while I tell everybody about the critical response to this movie, which was shockingly poor.
Do it.
Okay, so the film has an 11% approval rating based on Rotten Tomatoes scores, and it averages a 3.5 out of 10. Nobody really likes this movie. I'm sorry. I just got a Discord message from somebody. Which is weird, because the only person I talk to on Discord is you.
Okay, what did it say?
I don't know. It just startled me so much that I forgot how to read.
Well, who messaged you? This is a fucking mystery, and now I need it solved. Anything to not talk about Garfield.
Someone is still talking.
What are they saying?
I don't know. They're talking about building a stable for their horses. It looks like Minecraft.
What?
I'm scared.
They messaged you about their Minecraft horses?
Apparently, this is an extensive chat.
Between you and this person.
I don't... No?
Did you click into a server?
Did I?
Are you an old woman?
Yeah.
Okay, send me a screenshot. What's happening?
I think I accidentally got added to something.
Send me a screenshot. Send me a screenshot. Gotta see this shit.
Hold on, hold on. I'll figure
don't
it out.
Don't wanna talk out. About Garfield.
I'll figure it out.
God, this Nintendo DS game is ugly.
Oh, I figured out what it was.
What is it?
So I just don't use Discord ever, which you guys will appreciate because I just am an old lady. I'm a 26-year-old lady. And that the way I said it is relevant because I what is the word on Discord? I follow Jenna and Julian.
Oh, so you're in their Discord server.
Yeah.
And you thought someone was chatting directly to you because you're an old fucking woman.
Yes, because I never use Discord and every time something happens with it, I get so startled. Anyway, Garfield sucked. Nobody liked it, but it somehow did better than the first one. Variety magazine actually was just like, this was superior in every way to its underwhelming predecessor. And it's a genuinely clever kid pick that should delight parents and maybe a few tweens. And I was like, were you high when you saw this? Everybody else is just like, if you're like a 3-year-old and you're easily entertained or you really, really, really love Garfield, then maybe you'll be fine. But no one really liked this movie at all. It somehow made a decent amount of money. It only made $28.4 million in North America and $113.3 million in other countries for its worldwide total of $141.7 million. It opened number 7 in its first weekend, which isn't great. And 20th No. Century Fox was super aware that it wouldn't make as much as the first. And it only made any money based on the success of the first film. It has a DVD release. There are special features on the DVD release, and it includes 2 games, because does anybody remember ye olden days of, you know, DVDs having menus that were interactive and shit?
That was some crazy shit where DVDs had games, but they were like weird menus that were games. They were barely games.
Right, and it somehow didn't win either of its 2 nominated Razzies.
Ooh, what'd it lose to?
It lost to Basic Instinct 2 and RV. The categories were
both ends.
The categories were Worst Prequel or Sequel and Worst Excuse for Family Entertainment.
Yeah, I would have to give that to RV over this.
What was the budget for this? Oh, $60 million. So, yeah, it made
money. Oh, well, you got to pay Tim Curry.
Yeah, Tim Curry's cost is like $30 million, and then everything else was movie. So this had a budget of nothing.
You also got to pay those poor, sad people that were compositing Garfield into all those shots really poorly.
No, they don't really deserve to be paid. I've seen their work.
My favorite is just the marble floor where Garfield doesn't have a reflection, and when he does, it doesn't face the same direction as the rest of the reflections.
People kind of tried with this movie, and you can tell in some shots where you're like, this is fine, and then in others you're like, who the fuck?
Who the fuck?
Who the
Do you
want
to hear about this game, or do you want to talk about the movie?
Let's talk about the movie, because then I think the game will make more sense to our avid 5 listeners.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up, our 1 listener in the Philippines? You're our favorite listener.
Oh, yeah, how you doing?
Congratulations.
Favorite listener.
How are the Philippines? Why did you find this podcast? I have a lot of questions for you.
Please reach out to Animated Opinions at Animated... I don't know our Twitter handle.
It's fine. You'll find it.
You'll Reach find out.
We'll have you guest on an episode. It'll be like 4 a.m. the Philippines time, and you'll feel famous.
You can legit pick your episode.
Yeah, as long as it's not something we've already done.
This, Yeah, as long as it's not something we've already done and you super actually want to do it, like, you could totally be on our podcast.
Yeah, fuck it.
Oh,
why not,
shit.
Philippines listener?
Yeah, only the Philippines listener, though. Everybody else can
Yeah, not the
off.
Rest of you. You're all
no,
trash.
Screw you guys.
Yeah, get out of here, listeners from Canada and mostly our listeners from California.
Hi, everybody who probably saw that I had this on my Tinder bio and is listening so that they can message me about my podcast.
That's how you get them listeners, is you make Woo-hoo. Them listen to your podcast in order to go on a date with you.
I was just about to say, you want some dick? Listen to my podcast, and then realize that, nah, it's still applicable. It still stands. If you want some dick, listen to my podcast.
Yeah. All right, so dick havers and person from the Philippines alike, let's hear about fucking Garfield. So, Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties begins when Garfield's owner, John Arbuckle, plans to propose to his girlfriend, Dr. Liz Wilson, who's going on a business trip to London. John follows her to the United Kingdom as a surprise after and obviously, Garfield and Odie sneak into his luggage and join him. Garfield and Odie break out of the hotel room due to boredom and subsequently get lost in the streets of London. I need to interject here. The Garfield half of the plot is the less meaty part of this story, which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he is a secondary character in his own movie.
Yeah, I don't understand why they were like, we're going to make this Garfield movie, but also it's not about the core characters from Garfield at all. It may have, in fact, been that they wrote this. They took the script for Rich Cat Fixes the Mansion and then just tacked Garfield in there.
Yeah, they were just like, we want to do The Prince and the Pauper. Oh, God, how can we do this? Get me Tim Curry and then we'll use Garfield as a vehicle.
I think they already had the script for this English cat mansion story and just decided to tack in the Garfield segments. Because upon reading this and thinking about the film again, they never really overlap other than with the two Garfields.
Yeah.
It's not like John and Liz's wedding is taking place in the castle or something that would at least make sense.
Yeah. It's Why wasn't only it all the focused around the wedding? What wedding? They got married?
So like, yeah, so he's going to propose to her. Why wasn't this instead about how John and Liz are getting married in the castle and that's how the Garfields change places? Wouldn't that
but
make more sense and
married
be more
in
fun?
The castle.
Yes, but that would be an easier way to set this shit up.
Yeah, but then we couldn't have Tim Curry and two Garfields.
Yeah,
we couldn't have an Animal Farm subplot.
I'm saying that subplot could still exist. It would just be easier to tie in the Garfield plot.
Hold on, some asshole with a nice car is driving. Could you hear that?
Los goddamn Angeles. Yes, I actually did.
Oh. Okay, I think they're gone.
This is our bad episode this season.
What were the other really bad ones? Everyone's Hero. Oh, God.
Hero is our worst episode by like a country mile.
It's funny because Everyone's Hero is the same studio that did Rock Dog.
Wow.
Which is the thing we're recording for next week that you guys will hear after this. Spoilers, it's Rock Dog. Anyway, I forget that I hate Tim Curry's voice unless I can see Tim Curry.
Yeah.
You know, like Tim Curry, there's something about Tim Curry's voice where if I cannot see Tim Curry speaking, I hate it. It makes
I respect
no sense.
That. No, I get it. Also, are we going to talk about Garfield's butthole, or do I need to bring it up?
I guess, like, you said it.
Garfield kind of has a butthole. Like, they kind of modeled the fur in such a way where Garfield has a butthole, and I'm like, why? You couldn't have just left it smooth? You had to give the implication of Garfield's furry little butthole?
You had to give the implication that Garfield shits.
Yeah.
Which, in all fairness, in Secret Life of Pets, they have buttholes.
Yeah, but they have, like, funny buttholes, like Pom Pom Poodin's butthole, where it's a little X.
Right.
It's not, like, an accurate anus-shaped butthole.
Yeah, I think that was I don't know if it was a stylistic choice or an unfortunate aspect of the fur groom that they had for Garfield, but oh boy, howdy, he kind of had a butthole without showing a butthole. So that's why I think it was just like the fur groom, you know, like there's no modeled butthole. Yeah. I like the implication that Garfield is like an eldritch horror and does not take poops.
You know, and it's even more confusing because Garfield is CG. Odie is a real dog. All the other animals are real animals, but Garfield is this like crazy CG abomination.
This would have been better if it was more like cats and dogs.
Yeah, where they agree that all of them are like real and then a little bit puppet and then have mouths moving on top of them.
Yeah, my main comments were about Garfield looking awful in the environment. He doesn't move the way a cat would move. It's super offensive. And John drives a Volvo.
John is played by Jamie Kennedy, by the way, who did a shitload of these like weird family movies. He was also in Son of the Mask, which we're going to have to watch at some point. I'm sorry in advance. I've never seen a mask
movie, though.
Yeah, Son of the Mask, again, does not require you to have seen the mask, and you will want to kill yourself while watching it.
It's like kill myself Monkey Bone. All the time.
Son of the Mask is like if Monkey Bone were a movie about a baby.
This is the exact same. Okay, so actually, speaking of Monkey Bone, Garfield had the same issue we saw in Monkey Bone. There is a man in crisis, and no one is helping them.
Wait, who's the man in crisis? Is it Garfield?
I think it was John.
John does stalk his girlfriend to her professional conference to propose, which is rude.
I was like, John needs help. He does try and be responsible. So I started freaking out about quarantine laws because I was like, you can't just bring animals places because they do have quarantines. And John actually, there's a bit we miss where John tries to kennel Garfield and Odie, and Garfield's just like, meow, 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 I'm too good for this, and breaks out and gets in the car and the luggage with Odie. Because Odie has to come, obviously. Oh, Donovan's awake. Nope, he's just readjusting in my sweatshirt.
Good okay. Garfield impression, by the way.
Me doing my best Bill Murray, doing my best Garfield?
Yeah.
Does Bill Murray, does he have other voices, or is that, like, his attempt at voice acting?
That's Bill Murray.
Okay. I feel like he's one of those people that can't voice act.
I think that would be kind of accurate. That's not fair, though, because Bill Murray is an actor. He's not a voice actor.
Right, but there are some actors that can double down. Like, let's think about Mark Hamill for a moment.
Oh, that's fair, but that's also not fair, because Mark Hamill is, like, a beautiful and proper man.
I'm just thinking of the Trolls franchise right now where, okay, so we all hate James Corden, right?
Yes. Oh, God, yes. Our movie episode solidified that, which I think was the previous episode for you listeners.
I just wanted to confirm. I feel like it wasn't, but well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Emoji movie happened. I think that a lot of actors make good voice actors, not a lot. Some actors make excellent voice actors, not necessarily because they change their voice at all or can do impressions or change their voice like that. It's just that they can embody a character on screen and it doesn't matter if they're animated or if they're like a real character. So like Justin Timberlake, that weird period of time where Justin Timberlake tried to be an actor and he was in that one movie with the guy from Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm throwing us back to, like, 2009, bitch.
No, thank you. I would like to avoid 2009.
So, he's not a bad actor, but he does an excellent job in Trolls.
He does.
And I think it's because he can really embody the character. So, you get actors that are decent voice actors. Like I said, not because they change their voice or drastically change their voice or do impressions like Mark Hamill can do, but just because they are just good actors and it just works. This movie isn't one of them, is what I'm saying. Bill Murray and Tim Curry. No. Oh, God, Murray and Curry. They don't. They're great people. I just want to defend this. They're great people. and they do great work. But Murray and Curry just should not be the voices of animated characters.
Yeah.
And like, I'll fight people.
It's not like either of them really knocked it out of the park, so.
No, they definitely phoned it in.
Can't blame them.
Oh, man. Who is ready to... We explained the whole plot, right? Garfield is lost in the streets of London.
Yes, we're good. We can move on.
Cool. By the way, there's a fucking castle that we've been mentioning that we just haven't talked about yet. Mel, would you like to elaborate on that?
Meanwhile, at Carlisle Castle in the English countryside, the late Lady Eleanor Carlisle's will is read. She leaves all of Carlisle Castle to Prince 12, her beloved cat, who is a twin counterpart of Garfield. This enrages the lady's nephew, Lord Manfred Dargis, who will now only get an income of £50 a week and get the grand estate once Prince is out of the picture. Lord Dargis traps Prince in a picnic basket and throws him into the river like he's fucking Moses or something.
Like he's in the Aristocats.
Yeah.
That happens, I think, in the Aristocats. Or like he's Moses. So, yeah, it is Prince the 12th is the cat. It's an orange tabby cat and therefore is identical to Garfield because it's an orange tabby cat.
Also because it's a CG abomination. It has the same weird birth defects.
This was like Animal Farm levels of bullshit, except that not John Cleese murdered a cat.
Yeah. That was his plan. Which, like, to be fair, fuck that cat.
Oh, God, I reread my note and I didn't realize. I had to, like, double down on what it meant. This is some phones-in bullshit and was like, what? I meant phoned in because this is Tim Curry's bit. The mouth animation doesn't look good on Garfield. The mouth animation doesn't look good on Prince. Garfield doesn't look good in Garfield. And therefore, Prince, who is just a double model of Garfield, does not look good in Garfield. But the Animal Farm subplot was okay.
I'm okay with the Animal Farm subplot. So all the animals that live on the manor have like their own little hierarchy and Prince is in charge of everyone because of course he is. Genuinely charming. That half of the movie, I'm like, yeah, okay, I can see why you would like this. And but every time we have to deal with Garfield, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
And Prince seemed like a good leader. I don't want to call him a ruler because there still seemed to be some kind of like, I don't know.
Some level of democracy among them.
Yeah, some level of democracy, but everyone seemed to genuinely love Prince. And so when Garfield comes in, they're just like, well, we hate him, but we need him.
Yeah, it's really weird that Garfield is at best, like, a hindrance in this movie.
Well, he's a hindrance in general. One of my favorite things, sorry, we're talking about Garfield. I love the Garfield comics, but where they remove all of Garfield's dialogue and it's just John talking to a cat.
Oh, yeah. Because that's how it is to own a cat.
Yes.
That's exactly how I talk to my cat.
See, okay, when I talk to my roommates... No.
Did you sneeze or are you just... Good Lord.
I accidentally clicked on my covered California... bookmark.
You're a mess.
I am a fucking disaster human.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yes, which is why it was fitting that I watch Garfield.
Yes.
There's not really much. Also, I'd like to
eat a pizza.
I don't really want pizza.
What's wrong with you?
I want more whiskey.
Okay, that's also acceptable.
According to this DUI chart that DMV sent me, maybe I should have had less whiskey before trying to record this.
Are you gonna drive anytime soon?
Nope.
Then you're fine. Drink as much as you want.
PUI, podcast under the influence. Lose your podcasting license.
Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. It's me, the podcast police. Open up.
God. I love the podcast, police.
Yeah. They're hot. They are hot. I love me a podcast in uniform. We are not talking about fucking Garfield right now.
No, because there's nothing to talk about in Garfield. So we've told you this. It's the Prince and the Pauper. Garfield switches places with Prince. John finds Prince climbing out of a drain. And it's just like, this is the cat that I've owned for years. I love him. Hi, Garfield. And Prince's butler, Smithy, finds Garfield in the streets and takes him to Carlisle Castle after mistaking him for Prince, another cat that he has known and served and been friends with for literal years.
Garfield in the streets, Prince in the sheets.
Oh, no. That's our next crop top.
Oh, yeah, it is, baby.
So we have Chappie, the ooh-woo Chappie face that says fuck mother on it. And then we've got Garfield in the streets, Prince in the sheets.
I might want to switch it because I feel like I'm a Garfield in the sheets.
Prince in the streets, Garfield in the sheets.
Yeah.
By Garfield in the sheets, you mean you eat a fuck ton of lasagna in bed.
Yeah. I think that's the picture, too.
Honestly, I feel like that is an accurate representation of me. The time that I made lasagna and it seemed like it was going to be an absolute disaster, but it turned out okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, listen closely. Can you hear the sirens?
Wee woo, wee woo. No.
Oh, man. So last night, unrelated, but kind of related because I told you guys I live in a hellhole. A Kmart was robbed at knife point. Oh, you can hear the sirens now. They're more audible. Yeah, so first of all, I had to process the fact that I live near a Kmart in 2019. And that, Kmart coming,
and yet I still laughed.
And the Kmart was robbed at knife point. Like, oh my God.
How much robbing do you get done at knife point?
Clearly a lot, because a lot of robberies happen at knife point around here.
You think that's just the stores? Like, their policy is if you're getting robbed, don't bother?
That really is it. Oh, there was a shooting near the Scientology Center. That's comforting.
You gotta stop looking at that app, dude.
Yeah, but it's the Scientology Center, so... Oh my God.
Here they come. This is a lot of sirens.
What the fuck?
Is this for the Scientology Center?
No.
Wee woo, wee woo.
Jesus.
We good?
Shh, hold on. Can you hear that?
No.
Praline is making siren noises.
She's making siren noises.
Honey, it's okay. Yeah, sometimes if this, she's back asleep, I think. No, here she comes. Sometimes if sirens are really, really loud, she will talk to them. So she's probably sitting up. She's not in like my range of vision right now from where I'm podcasting. But she, when she hears sirens, she first started doing this like maybe 5 months ago. I was in the car with her in the back seat and a fire truck went by with its lights and sirens on and she started talking to it. So it's got the lights and sirens on. She's like, woo, 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 woo. I'm like, what the fuck? You're right in my ear. Stop that. So now very poor occasionally, baby. I know it's very upsetting. So now occasionally she doesn't do it all the time, but like today, I guess the sirens were loud and long enough that she started making her grumbly, like, ooh, noises.
Shut the fuck up.
I know. She's like, I'm trying to take a nap in the sunshine.
I was napping. This is rude.
It was just really funny. She hasn't done it in a while, so I hear the grumbling, and I'm like, is she coming? And then she just kept doing it, but getting louder. My God, they're still going. I need to know where they're going. This is more interesting than Garfield, not Carfield. Sorry. I've just been told that there is a fire, so they're probably responding to that. I've just been informed that they are, in fact, probably en route to a fire. because it's a structure fire. And around here, that means that we're all fucked, because if it spreads, we're all gonna die. Oh, Lord.
I can hear the sirens.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty significant fire. Oh, my God.
Is this episode canceled?
I mean, I'm not going to have to evacuate. I should be okay.
Okay.
They're still coming.
I'm also ready for second lunch at this point.
My God. You guys are just going to have to deal with the fact that I live in L.A. Oh, God. Oh, my God. My window is closed, Mel.
Yeah, this is loud.
Yeah, my window is fully closed. That's just rude. Anyway, I live in a shithole. We're going to have to talk about how Garfield, while being a cat that has paws, somehow also has fingers.
Yeah, he does like a fucking finger movement and it's bad and I hate it.
Oh my God, it's just legit on fire.
They acted as fingers. Are you gonna die? Do we need to stop?
No, I'm not in any danger of evacuating like last time.
Okay.
It's all good. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, so Garfield does like finger guns, I think, at one point. Or he points at something and that is how we learn that he has a weird finger abomination.
It's all bad.
It's terrible. It's actually horrifying to think about.
Yeah. It's basically the worst thing.
Yeah.
Once Garfield uses his finger paws, though, he gets to go to the castle and receives the royal treatment, including a very long version of moving on up. That was boring to watch. Garfield teaches the animal friends how to make lasagna, and Prince learns to adapt to a more humble setting while in John's company. Dargis sees Garfield and thinks Prince has come back. If the lawyers see Prince, they won't sign the estate over to Dargis, who secretly wants to destroy the barnyard and kill the animals to build a country spa. Goodness.
Yay!
Dargis makes many attempts to murder Garfield. There it is, man.
Mirdir, mirdir, mirdir.
You're looking at, like, the bulk of this movie that I don't remember.
I think I remember the dog.
I don't know.
So, the animals know that it's not Prince. They're all fully aware that this is an imposter, but they don't care as long as Dargis can't take over. This movie physically was hurting me, and I really kind of expected this to move a lot faster than it did, but to be honest, as, you know, this whole episode's a disaster because it's been interrupted by sirens for at least 15 minutes, none of us can remember what movie we watched, I was paying as much attention to this movie deserved.
Which is not a lot.
Which is minimal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just because this is a children's movie, when Garfield and Prince meet each other for the first time, that's, you know, not treated with the level of, like, oh my God, my doppelganger, that it should be, because it's a children's movie.
It's also, like, right before the end. There's maybe 15 minutes after they meet.
Because, like I said, this is a kids' movie, so we're cramming everything into one. Garfield and Prince meet each other. John and Odie discover the mix-up and go to the castle as this is happening. And also, Liz is at the castle doing, like, a guided tour. Like, it's the Fields of fucking Pemberley.
Yep. Because they did not know how to weave the Garfield characters into this plot. They tried their best.
Blah, blah, blah. Garfield learns a lesson.
Yes. Garfield, learn lesson. Don't remember what lesson is. Prince did not need to learn a lesson and thus didn't.
No. Prince was good cat. Prince, very good cat.
Yeah, Prince didn't learn anything because Prince was already cool.
Yeah, no, Prince was chill. Prince didn't need to learn a lesson, but Garfield did.
Classic. So, Garfield and Prince taunt Dargis, whose plan is exposed and are seen by the lawyers. Dargis barges in, holding a blunderbuss, and threatens everyone that if they don't sign the papers giving him ownership of the estate, he'll murder the shit out of Liz. Yeah. John attempts to force Dargis to release Liz by holding a crossbow at him, only for Dargis to threaten to kill John for getting involved in the first place. I don't remember all these guns! Garfield and Prince, with the help of Odie and John, save the day while Smithy alerts the authorities and Dargis is arrested for his crimes of taking a woman hostage and trying to murder her. Garfield, who had been trying to stop John from proposing to Liz, great plot that we did not elaborate on because it doesn't happen, has a change of heart. He helps John propose to Liz and she accepts.
Yay!
Do you remember the guns?
No, I don't remember the crossbow either.
Yeah, I feel like I would remember John picking up a crossbow, but there's also no notes after this segment, so maybe we had given up already.
I think we'd given up, but there was also not much to say because the movie literally was just like, we're for children, let's wrap everything up right fucking now.
Fair. Yeah. That is... this movie had nothing. It was so empty.
Yeah. There was nothing... I don't think there was anything truly terrible about Garfield. But I also think that because it was so bland, there's nothing good about Garfield.
Yeah. No, I'm in total agreement. I wish I had more to say, but I am just... I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out of things.
Oh, talk about the game. Talk about the game.
Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties on the Nintendo DS is a bare-as-fuck bones 2D platformer that is rendered in 3D. I've been watching it for the entirety of this podcast. It's ugly as sin because it's on the 3D, on the 2DS, or the original, the Nintendo DS. It has pretty gross textures. It really doesn't have much to do with the movie. The levels are like vaguely themed after the location in the film. There has not been anything on screen about the story, despite the fact that I've watched like a solid 30 minutes of this game. It's just a platformer. It looks like hot garbage. You play as Garfield. You jump. The levels are also mazes, which fucking sucks. Like, they're all just very complicated mazes, and it's ridiculous. This game is a nightmare, and I hate it.
This game would have benefited from the contract clause that is, you know, in every voice actor's, like, contract that says you may be replaced by Nolan North for any reason at any time.
Yes, just like in Destiny.
Yes, exactly.
And I think Destiny 2.
Yes, this is in fact what I am referring to.
Yes, yes it is. Sadly, Garfield was not created by Bungie and thus is not replaced by Nolan North.
But could we rip lines that Nolan North has done and put them, and in, put Garfield, them in Garfield of Two Kitties?
Yes. Oh, you bet we could. Is this movie worth that time? Fuck no. Maybe.
You want to know what movie that I really am excited for that has nothing to do with Garfield?
Is it Rock Dog?
It's not Rock Dog. It's Jojo Rabbit.
What the fuck is Jojo Rabbit?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's that new film by Taika Waititi about Nazi youth. And Taika Waititi plays imaginary Hitler, who is the Nazi youth's best friend. Imaginary friend.
What the fuck is this? I've never heard of it.
Oh my god, watch a trailer for it. Because it's ridiculous. There's Sam Rockwell and Scarlett Johansson. And it's... and Rebel Wilson, isn't it?
This sounds amazing.
No, it is. So, okay, everybody in response to that one guy who was just like, oh, I don't want to make comedies anymore because no one's allowed to be funny. Everything has to be PC. And Taika Waititi's like, hold my Hitler stash.
Hell yeah.
It looks like weirdly adorable. Also, it features the best use of fuck in a PG-13 in recent memory, apparently.
I love it.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be great.
Well, all right. With that in mind, we've recommended something better than this Garfield game.
And by the time that this episode comes out, this movie will be out. So please go see it. Also see Abominable.
All right, y'all. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Sorry you had to suffer through this. And for an extra $15 on our Patreon, you can find out what we really thought about Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties. Get our uncensored misrememberings of what this movie was about, because you need to know all the swears that we thought about this film in our extra film review time. Because we don't already make a podcast about film reviews, you need to give us more money to find out our true thoughts, right?
This is the NC-17 rated version of this podcast.
Oh, God.
In which everyone is naked, but it's a podcast, so you're never able to tell.
Ooh, actually, yeah. $15 on Patreon.
We need to actually, make a Patreon at this point.
Yeah, we do. But this has been Animated Opinions. I'm Melanie.
I'm glad the siren stopped after we decided to stop recording.
Yay!
Yay! There's a fire!
Hooray! Bye!
Bye!